you're going to be like, wow, that Ruby girl is really, really cool. And I want to be your friend. Ruby, 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 Ruby!
Hey, hey, Arcaders. It's UberNerd527 here. Welcome once again to the Cartoon Connoisseur Theater podcast and our special minicast, Ruby Roundup. This is the minicast where we'll be going over episodes of the show Ruby from roosterteeth.com, episode by episode. And we're currently in volume 3, and we're on episode 5 today. Don't forget, you can also watch episodes of Ruby on roosterteeth.com. Again, that's roosterteeth.com, and you can also watch them on YouTube as well. Just a quick reminder, there will be spoilers throughout this episode, so make sure you see the episode first before actually listening to the rest of this podcast. But before we can go into the episode, though, I want to go ahead and just say that I'm very, very excited that this is the 5th episode of this minicast, and also, I'm very excited because a lot of fun things have been happening on the Arcade Archives website, thearcadearchives.com. So I wanted to highlight a few of them real quick since this is up and running. First and foremost, just recently, I went to the Pokemon Symphonic Evolutions concerts here in Orlando. It's very, very excited because not only did I go by myself, but I also went with some friends, Daniel and Kelly from the Reasons I'm Broke podcast. And since we were all there together, we decided to collaborate and do a video. So we did. We collaborated. We did a video and we went around. We talked a little bit about the concert. We were all really excited about being there. And we even talked to some of the Pokemon trainers that were there as well, talking a little bit about the music and stuff. So we had a lot of fun. So I want to make sure I highlight that real quick and talk a little bit about it. And speaking of Pokemon, we also have another minicast that we're currently doing as well called Pokemon Rewind, where we're going back and watching episodes of the Pokemon anime episode by episode, going through the different story arcs. We are currently in the Orange Island story arc. We're trying to do it every Saturday if we can. I figure since Pokemon used to be a Saturday morning cartoon, I thought it would be kind of ironic to put it up on Saturdays. So you can catch those every Saturday. Episode 1 is already up online, and episode 2 should be up hopefully sometime this Saturday. So I hope you guys listen to that and enjoy that. All right. Enough about Pokemon, though. Let's get into the episode. Today's episode is episode 5 of volume 3 of Ruby, and the episode is called Never Miss a Beat. That's right. Never Miss a Beat. So let's get started. Now, the episode actually goes right into it. They don't beat around the bush. They don't give a little introduction. It just goes boom, right into it. Just smacks you right into it. It's a match between Penny's team, which we're not exactly sure what Penny's team is called just yet. For those of you who need a little bit of reminding, Penny is a character that we met in Volume 1 of Ruby. We also know that she is a robot. She's an android. She is part of the Atlas group of kids from the school, and that she's down here for the Vital Festival. She's taking place in the tournament, and she is fighting alongside a new character, which we'll be introduced to a little bit later. Now, they're fighting Team Cardinal from Beacon, and of course, Penny's team wins. Penny's team just literally lays the smackdown on Team Cardinal, and it's kind of different because this whole beginning just kind of smacks right into it, and it's over before you even blink. So Ruby's really excited that Penny won, and she runs off to go see Penny. When she sees her, Penny just gives a hug, but they both fall down, and I think it's pretty funny. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. And then we're introduced to, Penny introduces her new teammate, Cell, I believe the way you say her name. If I didn't say it correctly, I'm sorry. Please make sure to correct me, internet. But I'm just going to call her Cell for this episode until I'm corrected. So we're introduced to Cell. Now, there's a few things we know about Cell. First of all, she already knows about Ruby. She knows everything there is to know pretty much about Ruby. In fact, she spits out a whole bunch of info about Ruby during the episode. So you already know that she knows a lot about Ruby. Second of all, she's very punctual. She has like a schedule and she sticks to it. And this is kind of like very opposite to what Penny is. She's also kind of ordered to be with Penny. Ruby asks if this is her new friend, and she says, I guess it's a friend, but kind of like a friend that's been ordered to be around me. So she's a completely different character from what we've been seeing recently. She's also very militaristic. you can see that she's probably in the military. I know that the Atlas school is kind of combined with the military, so you can see that a lot. And this is no exception. You can see that she's very much trained in what she needs to do. However, she does not know that Penny is a robot. This leads into another very funny scene, a little flashback scene with Penny as she apparently loses her hat, and her hat is kind of magnetized to her, like, body. So I thought that was kind of a funny little aside. Then we move on to Penny and Ruby kind of talking off to the side for a bit, and Penny tells Ruby that she wants to stay at Beacon. She wants to start attending classes at Beacon. Now, of course, Ruby tells her that they're not going to let her do that, but Penny says that she has a plan. Now, what that plan is, I'm not exactly sure, because Sal jumps in the middle and snatches Penny away, and they run off. And so we're wanting to know exactly what is it that Penny is planning. So then, after that, again, no beating around the bush this episode, we go right into Yang and Weiss's match with Team Funky. I will have to say, again, if you remember from way back at the beginning, Team Ruby won their match. The way the tournament goes is you start off with a four-person team, then you go to a two-person team, and then a one-person team. So right now we're in the doubles part of the tournament, and so Yang and Weiss decided to be in this part, so they're teaming up against Team Funky. Now Team Funky, their two teammates are Flint and Neon. Now Flint kind of looks like an old school jazz player, and I kind of liked his design. And then there's Neon. I kind of think Neon is supposed to look like a roller brawler. I think that's her whole thing. She's really annoying right off the bat. She really, really kind of gets under your skin, and I think that's the whole point of her. I also think Flint also has a bone to pick with Weiss. He introduces himself to Weiss and says that it was because of her, of Weiss's father, that his father had to shut down his dust shop, and he kind of has a bone to pick with them. With her. And of course, the one thing you never do to Yang, Neon calls Yang top heavy, which I think, again, just makes Yang furious. And one of the things you learn about Yang is you don't make her angry. I think Yang has very much control over her emotions, but she does have a temper with her. So this is really starting to get her ticked off, and you can see it. You can just see it in her face. So we start the match off. It doesn't really show what terrain they have like the other episodes did. They just kind of bring them out. Of course, we have like the lava geysers. We have kind of a broken down, almost like farmhouse kind of looking thing. It's really weird, but that's all we can tell from the fight. They don't really show it off like the other episodes have. So anyways, fight gets started. Flint uses his trumpet as a weapon, kind of like a sound burst, and Neon uses her skates and her speed to attack as well. So Neon fights Yang, and Flint goes after Weiss. Now, Neon is a little fast for Yang, and Yang has a little bit of trouble with her at first. In fact, at times, Neon actually freezes her leg, freezes her arm, and the whole time is taunting Yang, which you can see she's just gradually getting angry. And I sat there the whole time going, this is not a good plan. You don't get her angry. But that comes into play a little bit later. Now we go back into the fight with Flint. Weiss uses a lot of moves against her. One of the moves she uses is, at first I thought this was a new move, but actually it's an older move that she used, where she put glyphs all over Flint and she dashed from one glyph to the other really fast. She's done that before, but this was kind of really cool to kind of see it again. Flint then uses his semblance, and it's kind of a neat semblance. It goes with the whole jazz trumpet kind of thing, where Flint can actually make copies of himself, and they call it the quartet, which makes sense because there's four of them. They each have different colored costumes and they all play the same weapon and it just gets stronger. This is about the middle of the match now. Yang and Weiss are getting their butts whooped terribly bad. Neon is still hitting Yang while Flint is really just out fighting Weiss. And it's to the point where you don't know how Yang and Weiss are going to get it out of it. Well, what happens is Flint then takes the quartet away and decides to go after Yang because Weiss is now knocked on the ground. Weiss sees her opportunity and grabs Flint, and they both fall down into a plume of lava. We think that both of them are knocked out. However, it's only Weiss that gets knocked out. She just sacrificed herself for Yang, and this is kind of an interesting thing that will go on a little bit later. But it doesn't work, so poor Yang is now having to fight both of them at the same time. So this continues a little bit longer. Yang finally gets terribly angry because she sees Weiss get knocked out, and now it's on. So Yang first goes after Flint and uses his own trumpet against him and knocks him out. Then she goes after Neon. Now, Neon is a little nervous now that her teammate's been knocked out, and she's having a hard time skating on this ground. She trips, falls, and rolls around, and that gives Yang the opportunity. And of course, Yang then uses her gauntlets to shoot out this burst that kind of turns Neon into this like firework in the sky. And then the match is over. Yang wins. So then, of course, we get the scene where Yang goes after Weiss to see how she is. And we have the little joke about this is not like true to form or whatever. We also find out that Yang's vocal cords are a little messed up a bit. I guess it's because of all the flames. So she says she won't be able to sing for a while, which is kind of a shame. But then we see Neon, who gets up, and at first you think she's kind of depressed because she's decolored. During this whole match, she has like rainbow colors all around her. She's very bright lit. Her clothes are very bright. She even has like little neon weapons that she uses. But now she's like decolored. She's kind of depressed. But then all of a sudden she just kind of gets back and she's so excited. She actually respects both Yang and Weiss. She said this is kind of like the best fight they've had in years. And both of them kind of respect the other two. And it's kind of a nice little, it's kind of a nice little ending to the fight. I thought that, you know, they want to, now Neon wants to hang out with Weiss and Yang, which I thought was kind of funny. We cut from there and we find, I guess that night, we see that Cinder and her team are in their dorm. She's going through the fight schedule, I would assume, and she finds out something. Now, she doesn't say it out loud, but you can see it on the screen. It's a spec for Penny. At least I assume that she knows now that Penny is a robot, and she said there's a slight alteration to the plan. Now, what that exactly means, I don't know yet, because they just leave it at that. And then we jump into another scene. So what exactly is Cinder's plan now? Not sure, but we're going to find out, hopefully, in the next couple episodes. So, again, jump into the next scene, and we're back into Ozpin's office, and Crow comes walking in, talking to Ozpin. So they talk back and forth, and Crow brings up the Guardian. Now, we've been wondering who this Guardian is, who this Guardian's going to be, and as they are talking about this Guardian, Pura is shown going up an elevator, presumably up to Ozpin's office, but I'm not really sure. This alludes that Pura may be the Guardian that Ozpin has chosen. Now, I thought when they did it originally, it was going to be Ruby. Fortunately, I guess I was wrong. Maybe this is kind of a red herring. Maybe it should make you believe that it's supposed to be Pura when it's not. I don't know. Again, we'll find out the next episode, but that's where the episode ends. It's pretty quick. It's pretty to the point. It doesn't really beat around the bush much. So let's get into my pros and cons for this episode. So first of all, my pros, I love all the fighting scenes. They were done very, very well. Fighting scenes are some of the best things that Ruby has to offer, and I really enjoyed these fighting scenes, both fights that they showed in the episode, even though the first one was very, very quick. Both fights were really great and very entertaining, and I really loved it. The jokes. There was a lot of jokes in this episode. I thought that was pretty good. First of all, the tackle hug, and where Penny tackles Ruby to basically hug her, but because she's so heavy, she knocks Ruby to the floor. And you could just hear Ruby go, "Why?" I really had to pause the video at that point just so I could laugh out loud a little bit. I really loved that she's like Blake if Blake was forced to hang out, if Blake was ordered to hang out with you guys. And then Ruby says, oh, you mean like Weiss? And she's like, yes, exactly like Weiss. So I thought that was pretty funny, kind of as well. I will have to say that you never ever get Yang angry, and all the jokes and prods that Neon did to Yang were just hilarious in the fact of you knew that Yang was going to get so angry, she was going to use that anger to fight, and I thought that was hilarious. Yang is by far my favorite character in the series. I really love her. I love her attitude. I love her character. I can't wait to get to know the character a little bit more than we already do. We know a lot about Weiss. We know a lot about Blake. And now we know a little bit more about Ruby and Yang. But I want to know more. I want to know more. And Yang is definitely my favorite character in the series. To see her full front in an episode, especially since really she hasn't got much screen time on the on this season thus far. So I really enjoyed seeing her again and just having a fun time with her. I really like to see some of the character development in Weiss. Weiss sacrificed herself for Yang. She knew what she was doing. She knew why she was doing it. And this is kind of a very character development moment for Weiss, because in season one, this probably never would have happened. But you can see that she's grown as a character, especially in this episode, even though she kind of lost against Flint. I really think that you've seen some growth in her. Now, some other things, not story related. First, I love the jazzy renditions of the classic Ruby music. If you listen to the background, you can hear some classic Ruby themes, but jazzed up. And I really, really loved it. It fit with the whole Team Funky vibe that, you know, one was a jazz player. I really, really like that. And I really hope that this music is in the soundtrack when they release the soundtrack. I want to hear it. I want to hear it on my iPod because it's done very, very well. I love just everything about the just wonderful character art that they show at the end of the episode. Again, Rooster Teeth does an amazing job of putting this character artwork on at the end here. I'm really hoping that maybe the when they release it on Blu-ray and DVD, we'll get to actually see this artwork in full and get to see some of the character the character model sheets and whatnot. I would really, really love to see those as well. Now, my only con for this episode really is that this episode felt really quick. Like it felt like it was over quickly. I mean, there really wasn't anything really to talk about. Maybe it was because most of the episode takes place as fights. It just felt like a quick episode, but there really wasn't, again, any beating around the bush. There wasn't any setup. It was just boom, 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 go, go, go. Now, I don't feel that's necessarily a bad thing. It just felt like it was over. Like after the episode was done, I was like, oh, well, that was quick. I felt wanting more. I guess that's a good thing as well as a bad thing. It just left me really wanting more, really wanted to see more, and really can't wait for the next episode. So I guess it's both a good and bad thing. I just feel that it was just over so quickly. And I know this was a 14-minute episode, which is pretty much the exact same length as every other episode so far. I just feel that maybe this just feels a little bit faster because there's no like rest time in between each of the cuts. It just goes right into one thing after another. So that was really my only con for this episode. So let me know what you think about this episode. If you're listening to this on YouTube or on the site, thearcadearchives.com, again, thearcadearchives.com, please comment below. Let me know what you thought about this episode. I would love to know what you think, and I will definitely read these comments on the podcast if you leave a comment. Also, if you like this podcast, please make sure you review us on iTunes. I don't care how many stars you give me. Just give me some feedback. I would love, love, love to get some feedback from you guys. Also, we need you to share this podcast with your friends. If you like this podcast, please share it with your friends. Put it on your social media. Put it on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. Please share this with friends so that the word can get out so other people can listen to this as well. And finally, also make sure you follow us on Twitter at TalesFTGameGrid or at ArcadeANetwork. Either one of those will be fine. TalesFTGameGrid is my personal one, so if you want to follow me personally, you're more than welcome to do that. ArcadeANetwork is our complete Archives Network Twitter account, so please follow us on that. I also, again, want to remind you about Pokemon Rewind. Again, it's another mini-cast that we do here on Cartoon Connoisseur Theater Podcast where we're going through the Orange Islands currently. So please make sure you listen to that. And please make sure, if you like it, to continue to do so. Let me again thank you so much for joining us here on Ruby Roundup here at the Cartoon Connoisseur Theater Podcast. I hope you're enjoying this. I hope you're enjoying this season of Ruby as much as I am. And I really just can't wait for more. So thank you very much, guys. Best wishes, everyone. Ruby, 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 Ruby!
Message from headquarters. This is a Rebellion production and is part of the Arcade Archives Network.
That is all.